Each and every, I guess, new pair of cleats I get, I wear a size 11 kicking cleat compared to a size 12 or 12 and a half plant cleat. So it's important for me to put it on the stretcher here and kind of loosen it up a little bit for me so it's not killing my feet right away when I go practice with it. This year we got a bunch of different games with the breast cancer awareness and the color rush. So I have to continue to kind of keep up with the color trends and get as many cleats ready as possible. Ready. Sand it. So obviously I just showed you how I stretch my cleats, and then I come and sand down my kicking cleat here, the first kind of four studs to make sure they're not catching the ground, and that way I'm able to kind of clear the grass and without kicking the ground. When I came here, this is the sand machine, but in college they had like a Dremel where I would kind of use that to sand it down, and then more than high school, I would just kind of scrape it on the concrete. You know, we can practice just trying to scrape it down. So you see the angles here compared to the full studs on the other side. That's it. That's all it takes.